Reason for accidental killing of UN stalkers found. 27 July 2006, this is Reverend Zim for UNnews. Just smoke a cigarette while I'm doing this one. Jerusalem, Israel. After a few days of intense investigation into the deaths of four UN stalkers at an UNSOP, or United Nations Operational Stalking Position, Chief Investigator DeBlaise Lotrimon had this to say, quote, "It seems that the coordinates of the UN stalking point were misplaced in the destroy box and not in the do not destroy box. It's like an in-and-out box that you have in the office. It just got misplaced. We didn't actually mean to kill the observing UN forces," unquote. In the smoldering UN base, UNnews was surveying the damage when they got a glimpse of what appeared to be a survivor of the attack trying to dig something from the rubble. Quote, "The pictures, my pictures," the man screamed as he used his bare hands to move huge chunks of concrete. Upon seeing the UNnews crew, he suddenly ran away yelling, quote, "I swear by Allah, they were all legal," unquote. He was promptly blown to shit by yet another Israeli pinpoint strike. The pilot of the Apache helicopter who launched the deadly missile had this to say to UNnews, quote, "Well, we actually tried to hit it 15 times already. They all missed," unquote. Then he added, laughing, "We then found out that the laser targeting system wasn't on," unquote. Okay. The Chinese government, where one of its citizens had died, had this to say to Israel, quote, "We are going to import to your country cheap Chinese goods and turn your trade balance to the negative," unquote. Other governments condemned the attacks as outrageous and scandalous, except for Canada, who took this opportunity to drink more beer. Finally, on CNN's Larry King Live show, Kofi Annan said, quote, "You know, Larry, for all this for stolen bagels got me wondering how good those bagels were," unquote. Oil prices increased by 9 cents per barrel. Microsoft stock dropped a significant 1% after fears of more users using Mac and Firefox. Like that makes any friggin' sense. This has been Rev Zim for UNnews. Thank you for listening.